Good morning. My name is Rafael Martinez, and today I hope I can challenge a little bit of the conventional way of that we look at nitrogen use efficiency at the cropping system scale. And I hope that also I can give a little bit of an alternative or a more comprehensive view of how we think of how we can think about nitrogen use efficiency at the cropping system scale. So, and I guess the backdrop that I do this is in the sense of trying to get a grip on environmental losses. So it's this massive footprint of agriculture that has on the environment, on environmental natural losses, those fluxes that are detrimental to the environment. I guess this is usually captured in the literature as what I like to call this a nitrogen mantra, right? So somewhat that we need to increase the nitrogen use efficiency of agriculture for both protecting the environment and improving crop production. So there are many different ways of looking at nitrogen use efficiency. And earlier we talked about nitrogen recovery efficiency, or there's partial factor productivity, and there's all these indices that we can see in the literature that usually they try to get at discrete components of each part of the cropping system, so the soil, the crop, etc. But when we kind of scale it up a little bit to a more of a field level and across time, the way that we study nitrogen use efficiency is based on crop budgets and a box model. So we can think about the box as a field, right, that we have our crop and soil. And to that box, we have inputs of nitrogen that, you know, there's a number of different ways that nitrogen comes into the system. Here I have legume fixation, atmospheric deposition, fertilizer, or manure. And then there is some really complex cycling that goes into transformations of nitrogen within the system. That and then there's some nitrogen that exits the system through the yield that that's kind of what we want, right? But there's also other pathways of nitrogen loss, which in this case I put it here, the ones that are more important for Midwestern cropping systems, corn and soybeans. Those are denitrification and nitrogen leaching. And I don't have to mention the environmental impacts that these have because, you know, we know. So in this context of nitrogen of a crop budget, cropping systems budget, how do we measure efficiency? And the way that we usually measure efficiency is by doing the ratio of the nitrogen yield and all the nitrogen inputs. So the proportion of nitrogen inputs that are harvested in yields, right? We can also express this in terms of the difference between these two guys. So that is the nitrogen inputs minus the nitrogen yield, and that is going to give us a nitrogen surplus. So in high yielding environments, we usually get a positive surplus. In some other environments, we would have a negative surplus, and that will give us an indication also if we're mining the system, right? And if in the long term, say during 30 years, and if we assume that the system, the soil system is in equilibrium, that means that nitrogen inputs equal nitrogen outputs in the long term, that we can assume the nitrogen surplus is going to roughly equal the nitrogen losses. So based on this framework, we can ask questions like, well, how much do we need to have the nitrogen surplus be so we can decrease environmental impacts, or, you know, the hypoxic zone, or things like that. But I guess before I see those big questions, I wanted to take a little bit of a step back and just, you know, kind of get an idea of what's the current nitrogen use efficiency of the crop in of Midwestern maize and soybean systems, and also kind of get at that idea of how well does the nitrogen surplus actually predict the nitrogen losses in these systems. So to do this, I did an approach in which we used the experimental data sets from maize soybean rotations in two sites, one in Kelly and Nashua in Iowa, and we had multi-process, high-resolution data through multiple years, and we used this data to calibrate, validate the APSIM model, which is the Agricultural Production System Simulator. And this is a model that is widely used in many environments across the globe, and we've used it quite successfully in the Midwest. And after that the model was calibrated and validated, which I'm not going to go into the details here of how we did that. We can talk about it later after the session. But after that, we conducted some scenario analysis in which we changed the rotation, fertilizer level inputs, and we did that for 35 weather years to kind of extrapolate our field results. And then we generated this simulated database that, you know, we did some analysis and to kind of, you know, try to understand what, you know, the nitrogen use efficiency and how it relates to environmental losses. So this is the crop budget average for the two sites across the 35 weather years and for a maize soybean rotation in Iowa. And we can see that, yeah, we have more nitrogen inputs than nitrogen outputs, right? So our surplus nitrogen would be those 22 kilograms per hectare. But when we actually include the nitrogen losses that the APSIM simulated, we're actually about two times higher than what the nitrogen surplus would predict. So the nitrogen surplus only accounted for 30% of the losses, and I guess a question you can say, where are the rest of the losses coming from? And another thing to point here is that this system is actually not in equilibrium. We're losing about 25 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year, which is really not that much if you think about it. The total nitrogen pool in these systems is about 17 megagrams per hectare. So that's about like 1.5% per year of loss. So it's actually like a quite small turnover of nitrogen. So then I simulated other crop rotations here. The most interesting part that I want to point out here is the maize soybean with rye cover crop added, so that the one in the red, in the left. And so interestingly to see is that even though we reduced those nitrogen losses of the system, our nitrogen use efficiency of the crop actually didn't change, right? So how come we are advancing the goals of reducing environmental exports to the environment, but we are pretty much getting the same efficiency. So this actually didn't translate to higher NUE crop. So the reason for this, and this has been discussed at length during several years now, and this is really what happens in maize soybean rotations, is the fact that this is actually a story more about residue dynamics in the system. So if we see on the y-axis here, I have daily fluxes of nitrogen, and this is, again, average for the 35 years for both sites. And on the x-axis, I have days within their rotation. So we can see that following soybean, so you'll come back to the rotation, right? You have this amount of spike of net mineralization that happens during early spring, and that's because of the decomposition of the soybean residue that is relatively higher in the C-N ratio, so it promotes net mineralization early on. But there is really not much plant to uptake that mineralized nitrogen, right? So basically, this is being contributed to the nitrogen losses. So after maize, this is a little bit different because the high C-N ratio of the maize residue actually functions a little bit as a sink, so there's a little bit of net immobilization, so there's a little bit of less losses coming out from the mineralization of the soil organic matter and the decomposition of the residue. So the way that we can think about it is that the natural losses after maize is a little bit more fertilizer management problem, while the losses after soybean is a little bit more of a nitrogen retention problem. So if we go back to the drawing board, this is another way that we can also think about nitrogen use efficiency, and this is a little bit for a more generalized case where the system is not in equilibrium, right? So we have that we can measure for the actual balance between the nitrogen inputs and nitrogen outputs, and we can get a ratio. And if so, this means that if the ratio is higher than one, it means that the system is actually losing nitrogen, so the soil nitrogen pool is declining over time. And otherwise, if it's lower than one, we're actually accumulating nitrogen in the system. So now we have two, these nitrogen use efficiency that I here call nitrogen use efficiency of the crop, and this other one that we have nitrogen use efficiency of the soil. So again, we can think about this as nitrogen use efficiency of the crop as how well is nitrogen used by crops in the system, while nitrogen use efficiency of the soil kind of helps us elucidate a little more how well nitrogen is retained in the system in soil. But if we take the ratio of these two guys, we actually can integrate these two into more like a systemic approach in which both crop and soil are somewhat taken into account. And if you solve the terms, basically this boils down to the ratio between the nitrogen yield divided by the sum of nitrogen yield and nitrogen losses. And for those crop people, this actually reflects or is similar to nitrogen harvest index, but for the whole system, for the system as a whole, right? So the way that we can think about this system's nitrogen use efficiency is a term that tells us how tight is the nitrogen cycle within the system. So now we have this, and this is new. Now we have these three indices that armed with these three indices, we can go around and analyzing different systems, cropping systems, and comparing these cropping systems and see how these two different ways of looking at nitrogen use efficiency, how well it's used by crops, how well it's retaining soils, and what, at the end, what's the balance between these two, right? So we can compare different cropping systems. And with that, we can sort of come up with this strategies to be able to optimize either of the both situations. So we can go either the route of improved nitrogen management, if it is the case that, you know, we have to improve that crop nitrogen use efficiency, or that retention, you know, in this case, like practices like cover crops or diversified rotations. And we can use this SNUE is a term for like a scaling as well. So here there's a nitrogen response curve, yield nitrogen response curve, and basically I use this because it's a 0 to 1 kind of index, so I can multiply that by the yield, and I basically get these response curves in which I can find optimums, right? What's the optimum nitrogen level across this different management in which, you know, both the nitrogen use efficiency and the yield are optimized. So with that, the conclusions is that for the Midwest or the sites that I looked at is that under conventional management, the nitrogen use efficiency of the crop of maize and soybeans did not translate into low environmental losses. Oh, and I forgot to say that the level of nitrogen losses that we observed actually reflected in a losses that were 75% of the years were higher than what is the 10 ppm federal threshold. So there were significant losses. Second, that higher efficiency and lower losses can be achieved by increasing the crop response to nitrogen inputs, increasing soil and retention, or most likely optimizing both. And that the new nitrogen use efficiency index can aid in the identification of strategies that can enhance crop nitrogen use and reduce environmental losses. So with that, I'd just like to thank my co-authors, especially Mike Castellano and Sotiris Quintilus, my major professor, and the funding that we received for this. And any questions, I will happy to entertain.
We can take one question.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I, just a quick one. You did mention ammonia as a lost pathway. I wonder why.
Yeah, so I guess I'm biased to the Iowa corn soybean system. That you know, we can completely, you know, put all the different pathways that we lose nitrogen. So, but in maize soybean systems, ammonia volatilization is really not a big issue unless you are applying surface applying like manure. But in the systems that I study, that we usually use injected UAN, so we don't get that much volatilization. But certainly, you know, this kind of framework, it could be adapted to individual systems and just put the environmental pathways that the system from which the nitrogen is lost from the system to be able to tailor and tell the story of what's going on with your own system.
Thank you.
Thank you.